Hi everyone, welcome back. Today's video is for entertainment purposes only, and of course I should say the podcast as well. This is episode 33. I am Stock Mo.
Hi everyone, Mrs. Mo here.
Yeah, and we're gonna come at you here and bring you all kinds of good financial information. We're gonna talk about some cryptos, some HSAs, some other retirement questions out there. But before we get started, we're gonna ask you for a little bit of support. If you are watching us on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button and the thumbs up. We would greatly appreciate that. And if you're over there at Anchor or anywhere else, you can go to anchor.fm/stock-mo and give us support that way to keep it ad-free. But for YouTube, you get ads, sorry. But we do have ways to support us. We have a link down below to BlockFi right now. If you have any crypto out there or you want to buy some, they have it over there. And they're giving you up to $250 in free crypto right now. And you get interest on top of that. So it's just a great place to go. We do have a link down below to Webull as well. Get two free stocks right now worth up to $1,850 in free stocks. All you got to do is put $100 in there. You can't go wrong with that. And we have our Patreon. You want to tell them a little bit about that?
Sure. Patreon's great. It is a way to support creators, of course. And so Mo and me now, I guess I'm official now, which I'll have to tell you guys about that in just a second. But it's a place to support creators, and as a part of our perks, we do have a private Discord, so you would be able to come over and chat with everyone. Today was really fun with all of the AMC news. Oh my goodness, we literally have millionaires over there that made millions.
We watched people become
amazing
millionaires in our own Discord. So if you'd like to be a part of that, maybe you're the next one. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was
really
awesome.
It really was.
Yeah.
So not only do you get Discord, but you also get to see Mo's different portfolios. Let's see if I can name them off. Ready?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, let's try it. You want me to try?
Go ahead. You can.
Okay. We have the leverage portfolio. We have the 2020 high growth, the 2021 high growth. We have the new crypto portfolio. We have a $1 million portfolio. We also have the penny stock portfolio. We have a great penny stock section too in our Discord, by the way. The value portfolio, which
and
is important for inflation, and
the YouTube
portfolio, yeah. But there's one more. I swear.
No, that's it.
I don't know. I think there's one more, but anyways, yes. Yeah, so try to join us if you can, and we really appreciate it. Thanks to all of our Discord members who are watching right now. We have a lot of fun with you guys when we talk to you.
Or listening.
Yes, yeah. Sorry.
So anyways, that's what we got going on. And we're going to get into the questions and have some fun today. And hopefully give you some good information to take you to that next level in your financial pursuit of freedom.
But I do want to thank all of our supporters first.
Oh.
So I'm just going to read down through our list. We don't have any new ones. I use my little...
What?
Yeah, I know. But
none?
You know, the way that we did recordings this week, it's okay.
Hold on. anchor.fm/stock-mo, and you can donate a 99 cents all the way up to what your heart feels like donating, and we would greatly appreciate it. And you'll get your name on the list. Go ahead, Mrs.
Okay.
Mo.
So thank you so much to our supporters of the podcast, Manny, Sigfrido, Chrissy, Andrew, Joshua, Charles, Trudy, Dan, David, and Ashley, Dennis, Michael, Tim, Anita, Damian, Juanita, Andre, Nathan, Toffee, Kalindi, Jerry, Nick, Brandon, Robert, Daniel, Giovanni, Joe from UK, Sergey, Hans, Joseph, Ladies, Kyle, James, Cedric, Brad, D, and Thomas. Thank you so much. Ooh, that's taking
a
while, isn't
That's a
it?
Lot.
Now, Mo is playing with Tesla Cat right now, so you can see him kind of fiddling around.
I'm looking
here
down. It's because
video.
That's because Tesla Cat is attacking me.
He is in rare form, so he's ready to attack.
He's
in his little stance, like where they wiggle their butt. So he's ready for that. But are you ready for the first question?
Let's bring up the first question. Tesla Cat and I will do our best.
Yes, and for those of you out there who want to hear Mo talking about butts in one of our previous podcasts, do you remember the one where you talked about the buns?
I don't remember
what
you're
talking about. Yeah, your buns. I forget what you were talking about, but you're talking about your buns. It was so
hilarious. I said that. Yeah, they want to see me. I don't remember, but I don't even want to get it.
It's not in a YouTube video, though. They would have to watch it.
It was the podcast.
Yeah, it was a podcast.
I do remember.
Oh,
you're going way back.
I was dying laughing.
Yes.
It was so funny. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah. Just a little blast from the past right there.
You guys don't want to see that. Well, maybe you do. I don't know.
Okay, ready? Okay, our first question's from Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary. She says, thanks for so much for all you do. I have some crypto in PayPal and some in Webull and have an account set up with BlockFi. My question is, how do I get my Bitcoin and Ethereum and Doge from PayPal and Webull into BlockFi? So I know what she should do here. So I'm going to tell her.
Well, okay. I'm going to let her answer this. But you know, if you have crypto in places like that, this is probably going to be the solution to a lot of them that do not have wallets yet.
Correct. So you can't technically transfer them, but you can liquidate what you have already in Webull and PayPal, meaning that you could go ahead and sell them and then transfer it over into BlockFi. And when you do that in BlockFi, you can actually gain interest on your Ethereum there up to 6%. Is that correct?
Well, you hit it. You're going to sell it there, and you're going to have cash. You're just going to move the cash over and buy it at BlockFi. And that is a taxable transaction, though. And unfortunately, you have no say in it. Until they get wallets at Webull and Robinhood and PayPal, which I know PayPal has stated they're working on a wallet. Robinhood's working on a wallet. I would expect that Webull would be close behind, but I have not heard anything yet. I'll be the first to hopefully be out there telling people about that. And of course, if you want to get the interest and you want to take advantage of that 250 in free Bitcoin, you got to look at how much you got to deposit, but they also have interest on that. And I do believe it's like 4.5% for Ethereum, 5% for Bitcoin. Some of them, other coins in there, are paying 9%. And so you have your choice of what you would like to do, and you can go that route.
And I think it depends on how much you have as well. Am I correct on that?
There's different tiers. Watch the tiers. Mm-hmm. You got to look at the tiers of how much they'll pay you. All right, because it is like a step ladder. For the first so much, they'll pay you this much. For the next, this much. So you can check that out. Good call, Mrs. Mo. You're so smart. She's so smart. And pretty.
Sometimes. If you watched yesterday's or the other day, if you
she's really smart. Sometimes she doesn't know about my 57 free or secret accounts.
55.
I have.
55. He said 55. He's got two more now. What?
Two more.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Geez. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Question two. We're moving on. I'm not even gonna talk about that. Okay. Question two from John.
57.
What would be your guess as to what the top price we could see AMC get up to? Fun.
Yes, I'm looking. Go ahead. So what are they? AMC.
Yes, AMC.
And that was a big popper today.
It really was.
And $68 a share right now.
Yeah.
So $68 a share at the time we're recording this. So by the time you're watching this, the market's going to be open, and we don't get to see that while we're recording yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have that action right away at 9:30. Does this explode up to $100 a share? Does this go up to $300 or whatever it was for GameStop? We don't know. And so I would think that there is a chance that this could pop up there close to $90, and then I think you'd have a big sell-off. And I think a lot of people would start taking their profits. I do not expect this to close, keep doubling day after day after day. Just like GameStop, we had two or three days of big pops, and then it went away. And it went all the way down to double digits. Then it came back up to triple digits, back down to double, triple, and now it's actually closed up there pretty good at GameStop, too. So I would say AMC will have a interesting start of the day, and we'll see where this ends up, because you're watching this at 1 o'clock or after, and by then it's a mute point. So I'm just watching. I don't have any. I'm just going to enjoy it with a can of popcorn, and we'll see what happens.
And his slushie, don't forget.
Well, I'm happy that AMC is going to stay in business because of the money they're able to raise from this. I hope they're able to sell some of their shares and actually lock in some of the profit themselves. Let's not lose sight of the facts that the reason we're here is to hopefully help AMC stay in business. We all like going to the movie theaters. I have one within walking distance of our house. And they have a cherry slushie machine for all you can drink, free refills. I get 18 or 25 every time I go.
Every time he talks about
it's more and more.
Every time he talks about it on a video, it's like he adds one more drink.
I always tell him. I tell him every time I get 37.
He started out at like 5.
No, it's 30.
Yeah, you started out drinking like 5.
I normally get 43 slushies.
Think about it, everybody out there. If he had 35 slushies during a movie,
I would not be alive.
It was only an hour and
2 hours, 120 minutes.
2 hours long, it would be over.
Every 3 minutes, I'm getting one.
Yeah, every 3 minutes.
I'm good with numbers. Every 3 minutes, I'm getting a slushie. I'm quick.
Oh, my gosh.
I love slushies.
Well, let me just say for the people out there with the AMC, if you're looking at this and you know that it's the meme stock and you know that you can't necessarily look at the valuation of the company, you can't look at the technicals, but you're just having fun with this, this is the type of stock where we can look at it and have a lot of fun watching.
And possibly make some money.
Yes,
possibly.
Absolutely.
So be careful.
We know it happened once.
Lock in some profits. If you make some profits, the one thing people always ask me, say, hey, what would you do? Because I've been a part of some of these way back before it was even popular on YouTube and the Face Chat and Snap, Google, whatever it's called. I was a part of some, and I'm going to tell you some. When you get that profit and something rises up, either a big push up just because you bought a long, it exploded, lock in some of that profit. Some of the people saw me on the Patreon where I sold some of my penny stocks to lock in the profits. You know what happened to those later? They collapsed, but I had my profit and I didn't lose it all back, and we were semi-okay. It was still upsetting, but you know.
Yeah. You moved it into other things.
Yeah.
Made that money back.
Yeah.
That was great.
A lot of it into EVs lately.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on to question three from Cedric. Cedric says, I have a crypto question this week. If Mo is so bullish on Ether and Bitcoin in the very long term, and as investors, we ideally won't touch our portfolios for decades, why does Mo only recommend 15% of our portfolios allocated to Bitcoin and Ether? Seems a bit low considering the 1,000% rise in value over the past few years. This is an interesting question.
Who's this from?
This is from Cedric.
Cedric,
yes.
You and I.
He's a supporter. Thanks, Cedric.
We should sit down and just talk about this for hours, because I share what I believe is the conservative approach. Have at least 5% of your portfolio be made up of crypto. And I think once you get up there to that 15%, you're actually getting aggressive. And we're putting it all into one or two assets. That's not conservative. That's very aggressive. Because if I put all my money into Bitcoin and Ethereum, and that's it, and that's 15% of my portfolio, and I got, you know, 150,000 in Ethereum and Bitcoin and 850,000 in other stocks, well, I would think that any financial planner and say, boy, you're taking a big chance. Now, that's where I agree with you. Because I actually do think that Ethereum is going to be the big winner. And I'm actually deciding soon if we're going to move a lot more of the Bitcoin I have all in on Ethereum. And we're going to see about that. It's something I'm debating, and we made some money on Bitcoin, but nothing compared to what we made on our Ethereum. We made a lot on our Ethereum. And so I am aggressive. I have our portfolio. Hold on, I don't want her hearing this, but we have almost 25% of our portfolio is now made up of crypto, and we're getting closer to that. My goal is to get up there around that number and have 3/4 in stocks, 1/4 in crypto, and almost all of that crypto in Ethereum. And so, yes, I am very bullish on it, but that's because I'm willing to take a risk. If Ethereum fails, I will lose a big chunk of cash, and she probably will not talk to me for about 38 minutes. And that would be heartbreaking for me. Heart-wrenching.
That's a long 38 minutes without conversation.
We talk to each other. I do. She just listens. She just kind of nods her head.
Sometimes I listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Because she's petting Tesla cat. And she's like, oh, he's such a good cat. What'd you say? I'm like, I didn't say nothing for like 37 minutes. And, you know. So there you go. And so I am bullish on it. And yes, you can put more in there. And the more you put in there, obviously, the higher risk you're going to take. I do believe, you know, you can't look at past results and say this is what's going to happen in the future. So saying, hey, it was up this much over the last few years, this is what it should do. I believe we look at the current catalyst that should propel it to new highs. And the one that I see that has the most catalyst is Ethereum. Bitcoin just doesn't have it. All right, storage of value. Well, Ethereum should actually have a better storage of value argument very soon. That's why Ethereum is digital platinum. That's what I say. I know everybody calls Bitcoin digital gold. Well, I'm going to throw that name out because I think you're going to see Ethereum be better in that area and then all the other things with it. I don't need to get into that yet, but it's going to be a mover. And so I get it. If you want to put a little bit more in there, you can go for it. But understand, that is more risk.
Absolutely. And I just want everyone to know that behind the scenes, of course, I hear Mo talking to me all the time about,
you know,
where he says he's talking for his 37 minutes.
All the time.
He tells me all about the things that he's been reading and his research, and Ethereum is definitely where his conviction lays.
Lies. I'm not a wordsmith.
Where his conviction lies.
I can barely spell.
Where his conviction lays.
I can't spell number.
I'm supposed to know that, and I'm not even sure. You know.
Well, you're the brain. You're the brains of the operation.
So, but he has a very strong conviction for Ethereum, and I trust him. So even if our portfolio is 25% crypto.
Oh, I got a story. I'm just going to share this right now with you. Because
I'm afraid.
She says she trusts me, okay? And anybody who's been in the crypto game, you know what just happened over the last month or month. I'd just say a month. We had a 50% drop. And now, usually in the old days, she would have never known.
True.
Very true.
Yeah.
She would have never known. I just may have been a little off that day. She'd be like, you know, why are you quiet or why are you just, you know, snappy, whatever.
I was busy with young kids and I was busy teaching.
No, it's not. That's not why.
That was then.
That's because I never showed you.
Yeah, well, I know that too, but you know.
Now she is a big part of everything that goes on here. So she handles so much for the Discord, the Patreon. She handles all the communications, everything. And so she has that portfolio and she sees it and she come up and say, what happened to the portfolio? I'm like, what?
Say it like that.
I know.
I'm just
it'd be more
what
like,
what happened?
She goes, we're down.
We're down today.
Why is the portfolio down so much? And I'm like, oh, Ethereum decided to take a crap.
Well, I already know that, but yeah. I don't blame you, though.
No. Yeah. She never blames
me.
Then we sit down. She's like, well, what do you think? Should we buy more? And that's why I marry her. And I'm like, yeah, I think we should.
Buy the dip.
And I'm telling her, I said, I got this much to spend, which is, to me, I think it's a huge sum.
And then I add on a little more because I know he has his secret accounts.
58 of them now. Because she got mouthy a little bit earlier, so I added one more on. So, and I always say to her, and she, you know, the best thing, and it really made me happy, it's the last time I talked to her, and this is when you know you got yourself a good wife. I told her how much I'd like to buy in it, and it was a big sum, and she goes, I trust you, go for it. And I didn't. I decided to dollar cost average in over a period of time, but she said, go ahead, buy it all now if you want. And I was like, go ahead with your bad self.
I did. One thing, and I don't remember. There was one thing where I was just like, I forget what you said.
Yeah, bring up the things we don't buy.
Yeah,
let's talk about
things. No. It wasn't. It was something with the crypto. Maybe it was you telling me about moving all of your Bitcoin into Ethereum. Was that it?
No, I don't know. Where how do you feel about it? We can talk about it.
Yeah.
Do you want to or not?
How do I feel about it?
Why would you
I'm
not,
good with it.
Why would you not want to, though?
I want to.
Okay, there you go.
So he can.
Now the argument's over. Bitcoin is more stable.
That's for our own personal portfolio.
I got to tell you.
Patreon
when
portfolio.
Well, yeah, it is.
What?
I have it in there. I show them the Bitcoin.
Yeah, so you're going to transfer that into
you are? Yeah.
Okay, well.
Not all of it, maybe. Maybe all. You might go all in. I might. See, that's the...
These are the conversations that we have behind the scenes. Although he does share his, you know, the things that he's read and who's said what. So, you know, all these different analysts and... banks and who's buying things behind the scenes and...
I like to be diversified. So this won't be diversified. This is like saying, hey, go all in.
This is nerve-wracking for him. Can you tell?
I don't do this. I'm diversified. Yeah. I like to have a nice, solid portfolio of stocks and crypto. Not anymore. We're taking the chance. I'm watching Millionaires Being Made from AMC because they took a little risk. And this is one that I think is a calculated risk that we will see. And we'll look back on this video. By 2025, Ethereum will be $10,000 or more. I actually think it'll get there by the end of next year.
You should do one of those videos where you're doing Future Mo. You know, like some, I've seen other YouTubers do that video for themselves.
And they specifically do it to the future self. It doesn't go out for like a year.
Correct.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think you should. And you should do it for the crypto. And you should just talk to yourself, even though you're going to later put it out and show people. If you think that's a good idea, tell us in the comments.
I make 17 videos a day anyway, so let's just roll it out an extra one.
Exaggerate? Yes, thank you.
59 secret accounts now. Every time she says something like that, there's more money that she's never going to know.
How much money are you putting into the secret accounts?
A penny.
Okay. Sure. So now that Mo has, 62?
I said 67. I don't exaggerate.
Now we're going to go on to the next question. Okay. Question four is from Chrissy. Hi, Chrissy. Chrissy says, I'm a 52-year-old mama, grandma, etc. My question is, what do you suggest people my age and older start to do now to prepare for retirement so we don't have to depend on Social Security? Relating to 401k, which should we that we should have maxed out or just what the employer matches? I talk with people my age and so many are not prepared. I hear some YouTube people say invest your stocks in an IRA. How? I don't know how to do an IRA as a stock investment in one of the finance apps. What about HSA accounts? I've always only done just enough for our yearly medical needs. Should we do more?
Wow, this is a good great question. Yeah. These are the questions I answer for all the teachers.
Yeah, so teachers used to come to him all the time.
Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. You have an HSA. We had HSAs. We had 403Bs. You have a 401k. You get employer match. I think you said, should I just max it out up to the point that the employer matches us? Absolutely. Do that. Take advantage of that. Get that money because it's free. All right, so you always max it out up to the point that they match. Now, after that, my personal opinion, and this is just entertainment, but I would max out my HSA because the HSA, you put money in, it's tax-free. They don't tax it. And on top of that, you can spend it on medical, vision, braces, anything.
Believe it or not, too, even if you go to somewhere, you know, your Walgreens or CVS, yeah, and you buy something like
medical,
I don't even know, you know, maybe it's like, it's possible, saline solution. I don't know if that's one specifically, but you know, there are a lot of things that you don't realize that could be covered, and you pull out your HSA card, and it used to be where they would not know, so you had to try to separate your items. But now, recently, when I've been going, and I could just give them all of my items, and I give them the HSA card and I say, can you run it through on this first? And of course, that's all pre-tax. Here's Tesla Cat. Come on. And so then, you know, and then I could just hand them my other credit card, and then the rest of it is just out of our regular bank account. So there he is. Go ahead. Do your boxing.
There he goes. Ooh. Beep. Wow. Wow.
He's not people in the podcast that are listening. They know.
Not as excited. Now he's just going to lay down. Okay.
But anyway, so the HSA is great because that money comes out of there and it's not taxed.
You never get taxed on it. Anything you spend out of that is not taxed. You didn't get taxed going in, not getting taxed going out, and you're getting close to retirement. You know what you're probably going to have to pay? You're going to have to pay that, what is it, the Medicare Part B or Part D part. And guess what? Now you can use your HSA card, pay for it with pre-tax money, and that money's never gonna be taxed. And then, of course, when you hit 65, you can take it out as regular income as well, and then it would be taxed at your normal income at 65. So it can grow in there, and the HSAs, mine, you were able to put it in. I put it in an S&P 500 index fund, and so it just grew, and I still have it. It's still growing. I still have an HSA right now. And that's one of the things you can do. And so definitely I would max that out next. And if you have money left over after that, then I would look into some of the, like you said, an IRA, I'd go into a Roth IRA. And you can call up Ameritrade.
That's what I was going to say.
And I don't even know. If you're
a
Webull
or
Robinhood.
You know, a lot of their help sections, I have found so many different things by searching for people, by looking on the help section for the specific broker. So you could maybe search for whatever finance app that you're using, you know, do a Google search and see if you can find an actual help section what they have to say.
Just look up Roth.
Or call. They all have 1-800 numbers. Yeah, that would definitely work. Yep,
and that would just be fine. You can just go to Ameritrade and you'll have it done. They'll help you. They'll walk you through. And that's the easy way to do it. You can log in and just take care of it yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay somebody to do it for you. It only takes a couple minutes. And after you get done, you'll be like, hey, that's easy. And then you can start helping others.
Yeah, how much could we max on our HSA? I don't remember.
I think you can look
percentage.
It up. It's definitely around 7,000, a little over 7,000 this year.
Yeah.
It changes.
Yeah.
It goes up every year.
Yeah.
I remember when we were doing
that.
It was 6,950.
Right.
Then it got, I think it's like 7,100 now.
Yeah.
So that's for a family. If you're single, you just cut it in half, and that's what you can put in. And that's the greatest thing. I think the HSAs, to me, are literally the best investment. The only downside is, you have to wait until you're 65 to take it out as normal income, but you can spend it on anything you want, even now, though. on any of your medical, any of your dental, any of your vision, and, oh, my back hurts, I got to go to a doctor, that's paid for.
Right, or even a back brace, possibly, like, you know, you need something, you know, and, maybe an insurance doesn't cover it, but maybe you can use your HSA card.
Great. Yeah,
good question. Oh. Well, that's it. That
did we have
brings
a,
us to our, that was our final question, believe it or not. Thanks for that question, Chrissy. But we do actually have a would you rather. Are you ready for
this? I'm ready. I'm just staring at Tesla Cat staring at you.
Okay. And we did have our would you rather from the other day. And I think we only had one comment about the, you know, the... Yeah, because, you know, not that much time really has
passed. I keep forgetting. We just recorded that last night.
Yeah, we did. We did. So anyway, so I think that that person said he and his wife would be the same as us, that I would want to stay in the luxury hotel and then he would
want the outdoors. Nothing more beautiful than the outdoors. I go out in the outdoors quite a bit. You know that. I go out in the middle of the, I go out in the middle of the state forest miles in and I have to walk through it just to go fishing in a part of a creek that is the most beautiful. But it's crazy because you're walking out, had bears come up to me and you're by yourself. It's nerve-wracking.
Talk about bear stories. That's a real bear story.
Yeah, I had a bear about 5 feet away from me, and I was fishing chest high, and it was flooding, but the fish were jumping, and I was in my waders, and if the water gets in the waders, it's like an anchor. It just pulls you down, and I turn around, there's a bear 5 feet away from me, but the wind was blowing my direction, so he couldn't smell me. He didn't see me. I just stood there, and he was just drinking water out of the creek, and I was scared to death. My brother ended up barking. He was with me that day. He was barking like a dog, and the bear saw him and went running into the woods.
So you guys didn't push it over a fence like that girl on social media?
Did you see that? That,
that
was
crazy.
So cool. I'm so proud of that girl. If you're watching, I know you're not. That was awesome.
Yeah, that
maybe
was pretty cool.
Maybe she's trying to invest in Ethereum or Neo.
Look who's staring at me.
Yeah.
Tesla Cat's staring at me.
He's
I know
not
you guys
happy.
Can't see it, but he's looking at me with deep love.
Sorry, no, he's not. He looks ticked that he that she's calling out my 61 secret accounts I have.
It's oh, terrifying. Did it go down?
It went up.
No, because
it was
you
59.
Just say 65? No, but then I said you have 62.
I said it
something.
Was 73.
Okay, we're losing track. Yeah,
I'm not.
73.
I have 73.
See what he does? Okay, so let's do this new would you rather, and then we can wrap things up. So our new would you rather, this is from Tim. Thanks for submitting this, Tim. It says, would you rather be gifted a Neo car or given $15,000 worth of Neo stock at the current price of $41? That's what it closed at today.
Oh, that's too easy. I want the car. The car is awesome. I get it, though, because some people would be... I like that question, but here, obviously... The question says you want 15 grand of stock or do you want the car, which is worth, I don't even know. I think their cars are like 40 to 50,000 a piece. I don't even remember.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
But that is a great price for a car. And I would want that. If you're going to give me 40 or 50 grand up front, I can do that. And then, maybe I don't even know. I'd want the car. I think the Neo cars. Now, of course, I need to have a way to charge it and all that good stuff, but the Neo cars are beautiful. If you hadn't had a chance to look at them, they're outstanding, and I
love. I have the price if you want.
Go ahead. How much?
The entry level sedan and the ET7 has a starting price of $58,000.
Yeah, I want that. I want that. 58 grand over that $15,000. Now, if you would have said, "Do you want $58,000 car, or $50,000 in stock?" Oh. You know what I would have took? I would have took the stock. If you would have said $40,000 in stock, I would have took the stock because that stock is going to roll up. But if you get down close to only give me $30,000, I'll take the car at that point because I do think the car would be awesome to have.
Even though when you roll it off the lot,
I know,
it's going to depreciate like crazy.
It loses a little bit. But that's why we have secret accounts from our wives. They don't need to know about everything, do they, guys? Hear me? No?
Maybe. As if I don't know. I still think it's hilarious because I have people that tell on him. So he'll do his regular videos, and then he
tells like, my wife doesn't know, but
about this secret account, and I have like PMs then at Discord or something like saying,
Mo has a secret
Mrs.
account.
Mo, I just want you to know that Mo has a secret account.
That's like, all right.
Oh, thank you for letting me know. It's
That's
very
okay.
fun.
I just started another one. But that is it.
Yeah,
that is our
question. So if you want to answer that question, go ahead and answer. If you're watching the video on YouTube, please answer in our comment section. And
that was a good question.
That's all we have.
Yeah,
yes.
So if you haven't done it, take advantage of the block five down below. And if you stuck around this long, support the podcast. Like I said, anchor.fm/stock-mo. You can come over and donate a little bit.
I forgot to tell everybody.
Go ahead.
I forgot to tell you guys.
Oh, my.
I'm officially, I've made it on YouTube.
Oh, we did.
Here is why.
Yes. Go ahead and tell her. Tell them.
Someone put their name as my name in YouTube as a scammer. So they're
check
acting
the
as me. Well, I think I deleted it, obviously.
No, I'm saying for this video,
check the comments.
See if they're there. They're quick.
I will be nice, and I will just say, thank you so much. You know, hope your portfolio is great. You know, whatever you're commenting about. I've been replying to a lot of people, but the scammers, they're putting those WhatsApp phone numbers and stuff like that. And
don't
so
ever
I
do
made
that.
It because they are impersonating me.
I found it.
Like, oh, my gosh, yes. So I was excited, even though I don't like the scammers at all.
So to the scammers, thank you. Thank you so much. You made her day.
You did make my day.
She's like,
she
didn't know it. And I said, hey, look, the scammers used your name. They usually use my name, Stock Mo or Stock Mio.
Or whatever name they
just mix it up. But this time they said Mrs. Mo, and I lost it. Because Mrs. Mo, they always told me when I first started YouTube, you'll know when you're getting big when the scammers start using your picture and your profile. And they did. So if you see something there with a phone number, I'm never going to put that
me
out.
Me neither.
I'm going to contact you. You're going to come over to Patreon and we're going to talk that way. And that way, you know, it's safe. And I'm never going to ask for, I'm not going to say, hey, give me all your crypto and send it to this wallet. I never do that ever.
Yeah. And so don't get caught on that on anybody's video.
Channel.
Yeah, because they're all over the place.
You go to Mrs. Mo's channel and you're like, oh, I want to see what's going on in her channel.
I don't have any videos.
She does have a channel.
I have private
videos.
You
have the private one
for the Discord. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. But, and Patreon,
Yes, that's awesome. Hey, get that free block buy money. Get the 2 free stocks from Webull. You're helping me out. And be honest with you, you're going to have a shot at $1,850 in free money. Put $100 in it. You can buy crypto, have fun. And of course, come over and join us at the Patreon. We'd greatly appreciate it. Well, I'm Stock Mo.
And I'm Mrs. Mo. Thanks for listening and watching.
Now let's get out there and make some money.